Team traffic. Let's get you up to date. Over to KSL's traffic center and Ricky Meese.
Delays set in early this afternoon and they have not eased up. Slow and go mixed with stop and go. Southbound I-15 on your drive home from downtown. That is not going to ease up until you're passing Bangor Highway and Draper. Northbound I-15, a patch of slowing at 90th South. We also have some slowdowns both directions on the 21st South Freeway. Now eastbound is from Redwood to I-15 and westbound is from Redwood over to Bangor Highway. Southbound I-215 West Belt slow from I-80 to the Maverick Center. Len Thomas?
We still have in Summit County still slow on I-80 westbound near Summit Park. Exit the stalled semi has been moved to the right side, but you still got quite a bit of slow traffic there approaching that and getting around that. Otherwise, we're looking at some driving on Bangor Highway that's still slow in West Valley from Parkway Boulevard down to 4700 South. Over the Point of the Mountain at SR-92, you've got a slow ride just down to Thanksgiving Point, and then you're looking pretty clear either direction, Spanish Fork to Lehigh. Mark?
Well, we're looking at a wreck right now on northbound I-15. Boy, it is multi-cars squeezed off to the left. Looks like a wrecker has arrived on northbound I-15 coming up out of downtown right about 6 North. So you are definitely slow behind that. You're adding a few extra minutes. KSL travel time 20 minutes now, making it Salt Lake City to Farmington in Davis County. It's all tight. Farmington Highway 89 Lagoon up to Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 overflow delays to Fruit Heights. And now 215 is slow at the north end coming up from I-80. Projects easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals. 12 locations, including the newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.